USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump's election fraud claim gains more traction. Newly released security footage of State Farm Arena in Atlanta, Georgia, shows that poll monitors and media were told counting was done and sent everyone home on election night. Four workers stayed behind to count ballots, at times pulling out numerous suitcases containing ballots from underneath desks.
Look at the ladies in yellow. You'll see that they will begin just sitting still, doing nothing, ostensibly not working, because after all, they said they're going to stop counting. They will wait until the witnesses over there in that roped-off area, the press and the observers, leave the room. Then you'll see them move into action and begin scanning ballots.
The video can be seen on YouTube. Governor Brian Kemp, the Georgia Republican, said Thursday that new testimony and these videos has raised additional questions and a signature audit should be performed. The votes were allegedly counted for hours with no election supervisors or monitors present. USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
17-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse, the Illinois teenager charged with fatally shooting two people during a summer protest in Kenosha, Wisconsin, is to stand trial following a court's denial Thursday of a motion to dismiss the charges against him. Rittenhouse's legal team had filed motions to dismiss the charge of possession of a deadly weapon by a minor and one of two charges of reckless endangerment. Kenosha County Court Commissioner Laura Keating ruled that both charges will stand. Partisan politics plague much-needed stimulus funding. USA Radio News, Tim Berg.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says the relief bill should address the pandemic, but instead he says Democrats are focusing on cats and cannabis.
They're going to outlaw big tigers, and then they're going to legalize cannabis. They're picking weed over the workers. They're picking marijuana over helping the much-needed money we need to go forward.
McCarthy speaking during his weekly press conference on Thursday. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Did Communist China intentionally infect the world with coronavirus? USA Radio News' Dan Araki looks into it.
The Director of National Intelligence says that China's policies led to the worldwide coronavirus pandemic. In an op-ed for the Wall Street Journal, Director John Ratcliffe called China the greatest threat to American national security and said that the U.S. needs to take that threat more seriously. He tells CBS News that China's ruling party knew about the initial spread of the virus and chose to lie to the rest of the world about it.
The intelligence shows that the Chinese Communist Party's senior leaders, including President Xi, were aware and lied to the rest of the world about what they knew and when they knew it about COVID-19. They made the conscious decision to shut down their economy, to shut down their country, travel in and out of Wuhan where this originated, but they allowed travel from Wuhan to the rest of the world. They knew that, and they've taken advantage of that.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The first China virus case in the United States was a Washington State man who became ill on January 19th after returning from Wuhan, China on January 15th. NASA officials are calling it the Great Conjunction, saying it won't be seen again until 2080. In fact, this is the first time since the Middle Ages the Christmas star will light up the sky on the winter solstice. From Earth's viewpoint, Jupiter and Saturn will be very close to one another and look like a double planet when they appear to nearly collide on December 21st, forming a rare phenomenon known as the Christmas star. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.